For years, leaders in Manila have criticized China for claiming areas of the South China Sea that the Philippines considers its own. On Batanes, an island chain that marks the northernmost part of the Philippines, residents are also wary of Beijing's intentions. But as RFA and Binar News reporter Luna Pham discovered, islanders are mostly focused on the potential for a conflict between China and Taiwan, which is just 120 miles or 193 kilometers away. If China makes good on its threat to take over Taiwan by force if necessary, Batanes residents fear the fighting could spill over and upset their quiet life.
Batanes is a quiet island chain of green hills and lush vegetation set against the blue waters of the Pacific. Each year, about 50,000 tourists fly here to enjoy the serene setting. But as I discovered on a recent trip, the residents of Batanes themselves are increasingly anxious that territorial disputes playing out around them could disrupt their island life. They worry the most about the tension between nearby Taiwan and China, which considers the Democratic Island as one of its provinces and wants to reunite it with the mainland by force if necessary. Tensions in the Taiwan Strait have become the talk of the town for people here. This is Batanes, the northernmost province of the Philippines. It is actually much closer to Taiwan than to Manila. Taiwan is over there, just across Bashi Channel. It is a windy day today. You could probably hear the sound of the waves and the wind. There are about 8,000 people living in Basco, the capital of Batanes. They've been fishing, farming, living a very peaceful life. But now, the Philippine government wants to put more military presence here. Manila wants to be prepared for any security scenario coming from the north. I asked Nida Catano, a teacher from Diura village outside Basco, if she worries about the situation.
Yes, ma'am. We are very, very worried because we're very close, and since Batanes is so small, we don't have the facilities to have war with a bigger country. So we're afraid. But hopefully, there's no war happening.
The mayor of Basco, German Kakam, adds,
the brewing war between Taiwan and China brings a lot of concerns, not only to the people of Batanes, but the whole world. Batanes is a small place. It's like living in a paradise. We do not like it to be disturbed by that situation. I mean, by war.
The Bashi Channel links the Western Pacific to the South China Sea, where Beijing also has territorial disputes with some of its neighbors, including the Philippines. Philippine and U.S. militaries have recently conducted joint patrols in the vicinity of Batanes. The province is also one of the locations for the current Balikatan, a major annual joint military exercise between the two allies.
Batanes is preparing in terms of male are being recruited to join the military reservists. They are reserve force. And the Air Force are coming as well. I am thinking that these are preparations. They're preparing not for war, but for security.
But if local officials are worried about Chinese aggression, they are also mindful of doing anything to provoke Beijing. Batanes officials last year discussed the possibility to construct a seaport that could also be used for security purposes and facilitate U.S. access to the area. The U.S. military ultimately declined to get involved in the estimated $50 million project, a move some believe is tied to local resistance to the idea. The U.S., however, is expected to take part in other projects in the province, such as helping to upgrade the airport and build other infrastructure. Many Basco residents seem uncomfortable with the increased military activities and the presence of troops in Batanes. Nida Catano, the teacher from Diura.
If these soldiers can help if there will be coming a war, if they would protect us, that's very okay. But I don't know if it's going to be for peace reasons, or this American soldier will only ignite the war between China and Taiwan? So I can't answer it directly, ma'am, if I would like it or I don't like it.
The mayor, Zemin Kakam, says that local governments have to listen to the central government too.
Of course, as the mayor of Basco, I am not so amenable with the presence of foreign forces here in Batanes, because, of course, automatically we will be targeted. But, as I said, this is a national security concern. So when the national government says, no, we will put up a military base there for security reasons, then we cannot do otherwise.
For now, daily life in Batanes goes on as usual. In the back alleys, women wait patiently as fishermen clean and gut the day's catch. Unlike areas in the South China Sea where China claims territory, the fishermen of Batanes still have access to their traditional fishing grounds. But as tensions rise throughout the region, the people here can't help but wonder how long the peaceful peace of the world will remain so.